conscience is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although these modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that his nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme, as gold particles are part of a gold mine. Thus the living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there would be no question of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Person, Personality of Godhead, and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to Bhakti Yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. Thus the qualification is to become Brahman, or freed from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmaiva Sam Brahma Pieti. One can attain the Supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul. Om Gyanati Indrandasya Vinanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pankum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurave Namaha Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, this key verse for all the devotees of the movement of Lord Chaitanya, who has transformed. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave the adjusted instructions for time, place, and circumstance, as is the job of an acharya, to find the means by which to engage the disciple. Srila Prabhupada explains like this: this is the duty of the spiritual master. So that we, if we can be engaged morning till evening, not only the body we mean, and then become very tired, but also the mind. Spitya, I don't have the exact words here. But Jayananda Prabhu, he had this little list of realizations in his Krishna book. So one of them, so he wrote, if you read this book, if you do what's in this book, if you make your life according to this book, Krishna book, then you will find that at night you will fall asleep at once, and you will notice you can be rested with less sleep. And a whole list of wonderful realizations he wrote. So, if we are doing devotional service, Savai Manna Krishna Padaravinda Yova Chamshi Vaikunta Gunan Vanove, etc. But it starts, Ambarish Maharaj, when he was explaining, this version of Bhagavatam that explains the life of Ambarish Maharaj, his lifestyle, it starts by saying, Ambarish Maharaj, he used to always absorb his mind in the service I was thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. So that kind of that will make all service we do, because everybody is serving anyway. It will make it quickly devotional service if we absorb our mind in the devotional scriptures. So then we will be thinking of that also when we do our devotional service, or at least at some point before we start, hopefully, and also when we end, just like in deity worship, we prepare the mind, and by saying some preparatory mantras and purificatory mantras, and at the end we also apologize if there was any flaw in the service. So we remain conscious of our activities. So Srila Prabhupada said, never forget you're dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tendency is there to sometimes take it easier or forget about that. So the proper awe and reverence is there in the Vaidhi stage. So here, so this verse answers to which question? To the question how to come to the transcendental position by avyabhicharin and bhakti. Uninterrupted devotional service. That is going to save us from these modes of material nature, why we identify with so strongly. Like in the seventh chapter, the same thing was asserted, that it's very difficult to overcome the gunas, but it's possible. Why? How? By surrendering. So by engaging in devotional service, this is how we express our surrender. It's not a matter of idle meditation, but it's like active service in the foreground of spiritual life, Srila Prabhupada writes in the act of instruction. So this text is very often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. So he is basically giving initiation and even second initiation and sannyas initiation to people who had very bad habits, and so this is all based on verses like this one, that okay, we have had very strong association with the lower modes of nature, but it's possible to rise above them by a very intense devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada, so he gave such a strong program, and then he asked the leaders, his leaders, to also engage their followers in a very full program, complete program, so there is no gaps for Maya to come in between. So it's very important to remain always nicely engaged in the activities of devotional service. So serving Krishna or any of his expansions, engage ourselves with determination, not just I'm not sure today, but if we are very determined in our service, that's going to be very conducive to keep strong and resist, and this way not give in to our weaknesses and give in to the influence of the illusory energy. To be in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, or in devotional service, means to acquire equality with Krishna. So, and he elaborates on this whole point of Aham Brahmasmi. So, very often quoted sutta from the Vedas, I am spirit. But yes, what kind of spirit? You're spirit, but you're even a spiritual individual. And then there is a possibility of exchange of love between an individual and an atomic individual, spirit soul, and the Lord. But we are one in quality if we want to be able to serve. So one has to become Brahman One has to become Brahman in order to serve Brahman. Okay. You found it? Spirit. Beautiful word in English, and in Dutch it will be more difficult. So, but spirit can, it does not exclude. So many times Brahman is considered as a kind of big mass, but it's also individual souls. So that's the whole point. So if Aham Brahmasmi, so then you become God. That's what they confuse it with. So he makes this point very clear. So where in the Bhagavad Gita is that stated by Krishna? Can somebody remember that it's so important to become Brahman? I can think of one passage. Does it come to mind, maybe? So you have to become, probably it's said in many places, but one particular verse is quite standing out here. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful reactions have been are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. So, but then somebody may object, wait a minute, so I'm not doing devotional service? Is that what you're saying, Srila Prabhupada? So, it's said here in the purport that I can serve Krishna only when one has become spiritualized, one has attained a Brahman level. So yes, and then for now, Dhamma one will become an assistant of the Lord. So somebody who's able to serve him. If you want to serve the king, it was said, one must acquire the qualifications, you know. You have to know the etiquette. So therefore we are like, still we are, our devotion service is being accepted to the spiritual master who is such a pure assistant of the Lord, who is qualified, so he will offer it to Krishna, maybe with the necessary adjustments, or with a word of explanation maybe for Krishna. So that is this verse. Mark also told me to cover the next verse. I don't know if that's possible. Okay, well, so you explain it to him tomorrow. And then is there any comments so far? We can go deeper. So far we are clear, right? Yes. That's such a nice book. So in four passages, you know, there are four references to Brahma. So many contexts. So in a Brahmana, somebody who understands Brahman, who understands spirit. Yeah. Good. Any other comments, questions so far? So here is some interesting points about given by Burijan Prabhu, a learned scholar. He says the word avyabhicharina implies. Yes, let's take that up as a conclusion so far. And only serving Krishna. Yeah. Yes. 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 So the devotee is serving Krishna exclusively. He has no opportunity to serve the most. If you do that. So therefore, it's very important to chant our rounds attentively, so we will be Krishna conscious, and then our activities will also be Krishna activities, as Srila Prabhupada calls them in the service, or Bhakti Yoga. And he also, Burjan Prabhu, he also says that he refers to Baladev Vidyabhushan, the commentator of the Gita. He stated that This knowledge was attained by worshipping the feet of our spiritual master. And why? Because development of his service attitude, a service mood, as opposed to an enjoying mood, shatters the glue that binds us to the material world. If you have a service mood, yeah. So then the glue which keeps us stuck to the material world is going to be shattered. Thinking of ourselves as my guru's servant and fixing his order as our life and soul, as we sing every morning, do we realize actually? One time Ekachakaprabhu was questioning. We sing her every day, maybe we're very maybe strict in that, but then are we also actually living our lives accordingly? He raised this question. So we can ask ourselves that question, and probably to some extent we are doing. But this is a very strong statement. Ar na kori ho mane asha. I have no other hope than that. Only that. What the Guru says. The words emanating from his lotus mouth. So, and fixing this order as our life and soul, just like Srila Prabhupada was explaining in 241, that he was inspired by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who had written about this, you know, Ekiha Kurunandana. As you see only that goal in your life, the order of the spiritual master, if you can, very nice. And then he had taken inspiration from that and molded his life accordingly, and also started to think always how to execute this difficult order of my spiritual master. And then the whole life of preparation. So thinking of ourselves as my guru's servant and fixing his order as our life and soul frees us from Maya. The modes may dictate a variety of allurements to us, but devotees surrender to their guru, follow the guru's instructions, and do not heed the pushings of the modes. Their attitude of devotion and service, not merely the ability, like that of a jnani, to discriminate between the modes and the pure soul, carries them to perfection. So what carries them to perfection? Their attitude of devotion. Just like in today's verse, purport, Srila Prabhupada has referred to the Bhagavatam, the famous verse of Yenye Ravindaksha Vimokta Mandinas, those who are like absorbed in Brahman. So they can be there temporarily, but when they don't have attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, so they're going to fall down from that position. So when Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he refers to sannyasis or such self-realized persons, I mean, that they open a hospital, so they were still on the planet, I suppose, or they start some political career. So here, bhakti is both for the sadhaka, so this thing of relying on our own strength, like jnanis, on our own intellect. So I remember this very beautiful tip from Satchitananda Swami in the japa meditation: be a grateful receiver rather than a rich achiever. There was something to it, than an impatient achiever or something. So rather be a grateful receiver. So wait for the mercy to come, or open yourself for receiving the mercy. Because sometimes, Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Yeah, it is on your own strength. If we rely on our own strength. So here also this is referred to. So we should develop bhakti. So bhakti is both for the sadhaka and the siddha. So the sadhaka being the practitioner, the siddha, the perfect devotee. Karmis and jnanis must eventually give up their processes as they attain higher stages of consciousness, but one need not give up bhakti. So even karmis and jnanis who do not desire the shelter of Krishna's service as their ultimate goal must take to devotional service in order to achieve the fruit of their processes. So we have heard that before, right? That bhakti, karma, jnana always needs some tinge of bhakti to be effective. And why do we need jnana? Yes, also, we use a little jnana to be effective in the beginning. Sambandha Gyan we need to cultivate, so we will be faithfully executing the activities on bhakti. We are not convinced. So that is recommended also to overcome the offenses in chanting, to cultivate Sambandha Gyan, our relationship. And then Srila Prabhupada further. So one may ask after reading text 26 why one is in full devotional service, why one in full devotional service will attain Brahman if it was okay. After all, his desire is not Brahman realization but Krishna's service. And for clarification, therefore, Krishna expands his answers and ends the chapter by describing his own relationship to Brahman. He thus again stresses bhakti. So he says that I'm the basis of the impersonal Brahman. Then he gives emphasis to bhakti, so the person Krishna. That's the goal. Vedaishtha Sarvamaha. Vedaishtha Sarvam Aham Eva Vedyo. I'm the goal by all the Vedas and I am to be known. Because indeed in the Upanishads even there's so much talk about Brahman, yes? And sometimes about the Super Soul. So somehow or other, if we can become enthusiastic about serving Krishna, we can find some mission, personal mission, something we really like to do for Krishna. Have you found, dear devotees? If you are you fond of your devotional service? So if you find something you really like to do, you're not going to give it up so lightly, eh? As opposed to this idea that you should do something which you don't really like, that otherwise it's sense gratification. Well, it's not a sin to like your devotional service. But then you can really develop that service. Because Srila Prabhupada, he wanted us to be expert. It's one of the 26 qualities of a devotee. A devotee is expert, so that means he performs his devotional service very expertly. Just like yesterday, not today, when I started at Garland. Gopinath is such a complicated Garland. So that's such a... I never can imagine me doing that. I have to be so patient. Even dressing a deity is also so difficult for an impatient person. But then, so then you admire that. And but there are so many services.
I was admiring the birthday cake.
Yeah, also. Birthday cake decoration. But so many things are so difficult. Imagine to run a company with 100 unpaid and mostly unpaid servants, so keep them happy and also have such a huge production going on, every day so many offerings to deities, it all has to be taken care of, right? So you have to keep so much manpower inspired. Well, Krishna is also helping to do that. If the devotees visit the morning program and maybe also the evening program, normally there should be, if they are attentive, if they really are attentive, then they get so much out of this chanting of Holy Name together, or taking darshan of a deity. So Srila Prabhupada gave such a sandwich, all day long do some service, but before that you have done, you have prepared the consciousness, or you have connected to Krishna, let's say. So first we connect to hearing and chanting, and then we connect to practical devotional service, and then again we connect to hearing and chanting, and then we are not zombies, nor robots, but devoted. All these meaningful activities are then meaningful to us, and we will first come above the modes of material nature and then also remain there. And So these are the Mam Chayo Vyabhicharina verse. So, Madhu Gopal, you have probably many realizations.
This is a very important verse.
How does it relate to your life? You stay engaged. Stay always engaged in devotional service. One time, Bhaktivedanta Swami said, this is not the movement, the International Society for Austerities. This is not the International Society for Workaholics. This is not a... So, it gave some indications about, what misconceptions could arise. Devotees, they are not just kind of workaholics or ascetics, but they are real persons who know very much what they are doing and who have a connection, a relationship with Krishna, which they want to intensify. By cultivating the consciousness, and then consciously performing acts of love, that is said in Krishna activities, or Bhakti Yoga is acts of love. So, and then become very satisfied, so that you, and maybe the body will be tired, so you fall asleep, but you need less sleep, because it's not as tiresome as like a 9-to-5 job or something for some money. Although that not necessarily has to be tiresome if you also do that for Krishna and with such a consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada says first you should become conscious and then you can become Krishna conscious. So I take advantage to remind myself about this very important instruction, and never ever just go through the motions, because if we repeatedly do similar or the same activities, or it could become such a routine. So, any suggestions how to not fall into this consciousness of I'm doing my routine? Because thought, man of thought. Become steady in your practical devotional service. That's a suggestion, I mean.
I wish I could go every day to Mongolia and then think it's boring, but I can't even go every day to
Mongolia. Oh. Well, you were.
I'm not even there yet.
You were all the time coming every day. But almost every day is also every day in a way. But I mean to say, like, like our devotional service, also devotional practice, yeah. Yeah, of course, in the morning also we could be going through the motions, yes. No, sometimes it's maybe better sometimes to slow down. Wait a minute, I became a zombie, Krishna zombie. So it's true, if you're not well rested, Asamandala Prabhu, he suggests. Because when does these things happen that you're like, you find out you're not doing, when the mind is not controlled. And he gave us a suggestion for controlling the mind, enough rest, or also, what is that? Thank you. An experienced man speaking.
When you fall asleep, with the Maha Mantra, when you wake up, you start to think like Krishna. You, when I am at home, I cannot go in the program. I start to read the book, I start to listen. Your heart has to be there. And it can only become there when you have big experience.
So by having intense experiences with Krishna,
you can never forget.
You won't forget him. Yes.
I can give personal realization. I was praying and it is in the scriptures, there is nothing that moves without my will. And I said, before I give the guidance to Krishna, can you give me the proof that you sent the people that I can serve them very well, that it personally sent for me? Yes, I came here and there was a group of
Krishna sends you the exact suitable persons.
Yes. And never to serve. Things like that, and I can remember plenty of things like that, and you see that it really worked, that it could treat my mind, that you reflect on that practical thing, and then you start to love and you start to do work.
Any other realizations? Thank you.
And that was really when I came there to rest on the student. That was very personal for me. I could recognize the customs direct. Things like that. And I keep all these crashes in my mind. You think always of your realization. And then you stay in contact with this my question. The more you treasure and remember your good exchanges with somebody, you start to love them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, Madhav, keep going. Hadi Bo. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.